You are listening to a special Artbeat where we are celebrating 45 years of RTR as a station. It's Beck Bowman and Danae Gibson in the studio talking to people who have a bit of an insight into the history of RTR, both from a music and an artistic perspective. One of those people is Lee Kinsella. She is a curator of Crothers Collection of Women's Art at the Lawrence Wilson Art Gallery. She's a friend of Artbeat, RTR and more. Lee, welcome.
Thanks, you too. It's exciting to be here. I'm a bit overwhelmed, though. I thought I was going to be introduced as a brazen hussy. Which I would claim.
Yeah, I was going to say, and your problem is...
absolutely fine.
It takes you back, doesn't it, Lee?
Oh, my goodness. I feel actually really old. Well, it's a bit of a nostalgia trip, but it's actually really important. So, yeah, thanks for inviting me along.
It's our pleasure. Hey, Lee, when did you first become aware of RTR?
I was in high school and there was, you know, the cool kids that were obviously going out and attending gigs way ahead of me. And they were very involved in, you know, listening to the radio. And I guess this is my alternate life, I guess. This is not kind of my professional hat now, but years ago, I was involved in a kind of a rock camp. Sounds kind of quaint, doesn't it? Anyway, amazing musicians. Lee Buttle was there. A group of us all just formed bands, recorded. Our little cassettes were launched at the Fly By Night Club.
Amazing.
And Ara Jansen, I think, interviewed myself and another guy who was involved in it at UWA, and that was probably, so I was in high school, and that was probably 1989, early 89.
Brilliant.
What was the music you were playing?
Pretty dismal. So it was, I think we were selected on enthusiasm with some tenuous connection to music. So, and really, we were, you know, there was a recording studio set up in a bathroom, and some of us had instruments, some of us didn't. We just kind of wrote songs. It was a cross-section of all sorts of kind of pop, I guess. Look, to be honest, if I ever find the CD, I mean, the little cassette again, I think I'll quietly listen to it and then hide it again.
You know, there's Girls Rock Camp as part of WA Music now, so the idea has legs, Lee.
You know, I think it's like those opportunities, you kind of fall into them and just realise the amazing creativity and the amazing skills on the ground. And I had no idea about the music industry, and it just gave me like a little glimpse of the amazing possibilities. But also, you know, you can get so much energy by hanging out with these people and their incredible talent. And to hang around with peers, I'd never met any of these people before. It was a completely new experience, and it was eye-opening. And it was maybe a little kind of foray into my labour life and working in, you know, the arts more generally, but it was a really exciting moment. And, you know, to kind of think of yourself as, you know, a singer or, you know, a musician for a moment, a millisecond, is kind of a nice alternate, you know, kind of universe.
Hey Lee, so when you think about RTR then and think about it now, what do you think is kind of that through thread that has come with RTR over the last 45 years?
No, I think it's something. I mean, I was listening to Kath. Oh, she spoke about it so beautifully. It's about, you know, people talking directly to their people. You know, I think you're a representative of many communities and the presenters. You guys are speaking to your people, but it's also an open invitation for anyone else who's interested and wants to hear what's happening on the ground, just to be involved and, you know, go down those rabbit holes and, you know, summer of soul and brazen hussies, you know, anything like that that kind of triggers some kind of interest or, you know, touches on a passion, then you can chase it up. And it's pretty amazing, but also how remarkable that you can have a conversation. You can text in a recommendation and then you hear it, and there's this kind of ongoing conversation with communities, people, multiple people outside of the radio station talking in and both ways, that kind of dialogue. I think that's pretty amazing. And it continues to grow and change. And you guys are held responsible. You know, if there's ever anything that's slightly out, I think you probably hear about it pretty quickly as well.
Beck, I'm wondering why now we haven't had Lee Kinsella present on RTR FM.
I mean, I think I've tried to convince her before.
It's for everyone.
Way too generous.
It's for everyone. Everyone should have a go at radio. It is the most fun you can have.
It is for everyone. And if you are listening and want to text in, it is, of course, 0405 921 921. Lee, if you were going to present a show on RTR, whether it was like 45 years ago or now, which show do you reckon you would awesome. Present?
Oh, you know, I'd probably go, look, it's Drastic and Plastic, it's Artbeat, it's somewhere in the middle there, but I think it's so great because you cross over all these different genres anyway. And, you know, you're speaking to an artist who is also playing in a band and, you know, these multiple, you know, skill sets that people have and all these kind of different ways of creating important content, you know, it's exciting. And it's probably, I would probably, because I'm comfortable more now in the kind of visual arts end of things, I'd probably go there. But, you know, it'd be wide-ranging, pretty crazy conversations, I'd imagine.
Well, we're not going to put you under any pressure, Lee. We think you do a fabulous job at the Lawrence Wilson Art Gallery. We've been closely involved. We'll take the responsibility of doing the wireless, and you continue to do the curation, please. We're going to play a track that you've requested that I had to dust off from the CD library. Do you want to talk about that for me?
Look, it's another really personal connection. My sister, she hoiked in the back of the car and came into the interview years ago. She was a drummer in a band called The Wooden Fish, and before she was able to drive, I was her roadie and would stick all the drums in the back of my Daihatsu Charade, and we would drive down Beaufort Street to a sticky carpeted rehearsal room just down the hill from you guys in the station, and I would drop her there, go do some waitressing at a Mexican restaurant, come back, pick her up, and we'd do that a few nights a week. And so I got to know the band and listen a lot, and it's just that amazing moment. But also for her, you know, RTR played Wooden Fish, and she remembers setting her alarm on her clock radio and waking up to hearing Wooden Fish play on the radio. And I think that's the thing, you know, those kind of grassroots endorsement and encouragement and, you know, hearing these bands as they're emerging and feeling the way forward. It's a pretty special thing. So
never gets old.
That's the connection.
Never gets old. We're still doing that with new music each and every week here at RTR FM. The Wooden Fish from around about what year?
Oh, early 90s.
Yeah, okay.
I have to say this. I think we should put a photo of this CD on our socials because it is classic 90s cover, handwritten, and delightful.
It has. It's for RTR ears only, and the phone numbers have only got 7 digits. The CD plastic is completely buggered, but there are 5 great tracks. They all work, and I think we hang on. Mark Genge was the manager.
Oh, see, do you know, this is the classic story, right? My sister was the original drummer in the band and had since left when this recording was made. So, you know, when they hit it big and it got bigger, it was nowhere to be seen.
Great story.
So track 5 is Blood Into Water, and it is the one that we're playing now. Lee, thank you so much for making the time to have a chat with us and sharing some of those memories with us here on Artbeat today.
Oh, it's been so good. Thank you both. And, yeah, thanks for all the work you two do. It's really important.
Happy birthday.
Thanks so much.